Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Hallelujah. Well, you guys see, it's Baptism Sunday. Last week was Super Bowl Sunday. Amen? Praise God. How many of you liked the game last week? Come on, man. Ooh, man, I'll tell you what. Hey, I really enjoyed that game. Former brother Nick, is that right? Come on, man. Saint Nick, they call him, yeah? Praise God, man. Brother's a Christian. Brother wants to be headed to be a pastor, and man, had absolutely no way of winning the Super Bowl. Is that right? Come on, man. Praise God. Hallelujah. I like to say, I think it was like a David and Goliath thing. Is that right? Yeah. Praise God. It was cool. I really loved it. A lot of folks just couldn't believe it. Is that right? I was in the radio station, and they were just saying, oh, I wonder what they're going to do with him once he goes through the Super Bowl. He probably won't win. He's second string quarterback. And I know you didn't come to church to hear about football, but that's okay. We're going to, you know, because I believe God's hand was in it. Is that right? Just like when President Trump got it, God's hand was in it. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And I heard they're going to check his phone to see if he's got, they're thinking that maybe the Russians helped him. Yeah, come on, man. I'm just kidding. Can't believe I said that. Where'd that come from? Holy Ghost. Come on. Everybody say, come on, man. Come on, man. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. I mean, if a man will honor God, and if a man or a woman will place God first in their life, God will put you on top. Is that right? God will make a way for you, just like we sang this morning. I've seen you move. I've seen you move the mountains, and I believe you'll do it again. Is that right? Praise God. God will do things, hallelujah, for the man and woman of God. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. Ooh, praise the Lord. God is good. I mean, I believe God is strengthening the body of Christ all over the world. Not just here, but all over the world. Hallelujah. Stay on your knees. Stay in a place of prayer. Stay in that place of the secret place of the Most High. Stay there. Spend time there. God is strengthening His people. And He will speak to you. I guarantee some of you say, I've never heard God speak before in my life. Well, you're going to hear it. You're going to hear Him. Hallelujah. You're going to hear Him today. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is speaking. There is things going on in this world. God is saying, hey, I'm ready. My people need to be ready for this. They need to be ready for this. So get... Hallelujah. Get ready. Amen. Hallelujah. Stay in that prayer closet. And today's message is called The Strength of Thirst. Hallelujah. Thirsty. How many of you have ever been thirsty? Thirsty. I mean, so thirsty, that's all you can think about. Anybody ever been that thirsty? Where you just say, man, I'm thirsty. We decided to go for a little walk. We decided to go for a walk on a trail that's by my house. And Rosie had been on the trail with my next door neighbor on some horses. So it was kind of, I would say maybe 4 o'clock in the evening, maybe five. I'm not really sure what time it was. But we left my house, went down the street, crossed the street, went down, found the trail, followed the power line road, came up and started walking. Just so happened we both had bottles of water, but Rosie's was half full and mine was a little less than half full. So we're walking, we're drinking our water, and I started noticing that the shadows started getting long on the weeds. You know what I mean? The sun was going down, and we're still on this one road. I go, Rosie, are you sure the gate's right? She goes, oh yeah, it's right up here. Oh yeah. We kept walking and walking. Now it's starting to get a little bit dark. And I'm like, Rosie, where's the gate? And she goes, well, it doesn't take us very long on the horses. I said, oh, boy. I said, by any chance, did you guys run the horses? Oh, yeah. I said, babe, horses can cover a lot of ground when they're running. Is that right? They can cover a lot of ground when they're walking. But when they're running, they can get past some things. We had run out of water. I was thirsty. Rosie wanted me to carry her. I'm going to pay for this when I get home. But I did get her one of those chocolate flowers, I guess is that what it is. We didn't get home till about 8:30, 9 o'clock. It was dark. I mean, just couldn't see anything. I mean, if anything would have crawled out, we wouldn't know. I mean, it was in trouble because we were thirsty. Boy, I was thirsty that day. Got thirsty. But do you know that there's a strength in thirst? Do you know that? Thirst will cause you to do things. Is that right? I mean, you're on your way in the freeway and you start getting thirsty, man. I mean, I see a Circle K sign. You pull all the way off the road just to go get yourself something to drink. Is that right? You know, there's a strength in thirst. Do you know that? There's a drive in it. There's things that, you know, some people are thirsty for, things other than liquids, or, you know, some people are thirsty for fame. Is that right? Thirsty. Thirsty for money. Thirsty. But I believe as men and women of God, we need to be thirsty for something different. The Word of God says, and if you would, Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. You don't have to turn to it in your Bibles, but we'll put it up. It says this, as blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness. Is that right? For they shall be filled. How many of you are just thirsty for righteousness? Righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. When you give your heart to the Lord, you know what? That's all righteousness is. You give your heart to the Lord and you say, God, I just want to serve. I just want to do what's right. And that's basically what righteousness is. You give your heart to God, and God helps you to do what's right. That's all righteousness is. It's doing what's right before God. But you gave your heart to the Lord and you want to do what's right. But, you know, there's a righteousness that needs to be desired from all of God's people, that the righteousness of God be in the earth. Is that right? That it be spread around to all people. Is that right? That everybody would do righteousness, just doing right. Just doing right. How many of you looked at something going and said, man, that's just wrong, man. That's just wrong the way that's happening. God wants us to do things right. Is that cool? Hallelujah. So we're going to go in the Word of God, and if you would open your Bibles to, I believe it's Exodus 17. Hallelujah. Praise God. Talk to you a little bit about thirst. Anybody thirsty right now? Anybody got, yeah, thirsty? Are you thirsty? Let me see. I'm gonna, you know, the Word of God says that they that offer a cup of cold water to a friend, is that right? They will not lose their blessing, is that right? Well, Marianne, did you say you were thirsty? Have a glass of water on me, praise God. I'm not gonna lose my blessing, amen. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Ta-na, praise God, man. How's that water? Good. Yeah, go on. It's good water. You know what? How many like good water? Good, clear, pure water. Some people like it cold. Is that right? Some people like it lukewarm. Is that right? Anybody like drinking water when it's hot? With my tea? Yeah. But not hot water. Anybody had drink just hot water? Just there's something wrong with it, huh? It's just not right. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about these folks, man. Moses got these folks out in the desert, children of Israel. Exodus chapter 17. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys, according to the commandment of the Lord, and pitched in Rephidim. And there was no water for the people to drink. Isn't that nice? Just getting thirsty already, aren't you? There's no water. They pitched a camp in a place where there was no water. Is that right? Now, how many of you say, now that's Moses right there, man. Moses has made a mistake. Is that right? How many of you say, man, our leader, he got no idea what he's doing. We need water. And we look at where we're at here, man. Uh-oh, come on, man. Hallelujah. Always blame the leader. Man, come on, man. Praise God. Wherefore, the people did chide with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said to them, why are you chiding with me? Wherefore do you tempt the Lord? What kind of question was that? He says, why are you mad at me? Why are you tempting the Lord? Basically, he was saying, am I God? Why are you coming to me? You need to go to God about your problem. Is that right? That's what he said. Why do you tempt the Lord by coming to me? Because I am just a man, is what Moses was saying. Is that cool? He said, I can't get you water. Well, Moses, we're in the wrong place. Isn't that right? Praise God. And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt, Moses, to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? These people are people of faith. Amen? Come on. Yeah. Moses, you brought us out here to kill us and our cows with thirst. Praise God. Walk off. No, man, I don't know. Man, hey. And Moses cried to the Lord, saying, what shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me. And the Lord said to Moses, go on before the people, and take with thee the elders of Israel, and the rod wherewith thou smote the river, and take in thy hand, and go. Take your rod, the one that you touched the Red Sea with, take that and go. And behold, said the Lord, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Oreb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of, and the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of all the elders of Israel, and he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because the chiding of the children of Israel. And because they tempted the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? Isn't that cool? That's cool. Water out of a dry place. Is that right? Water out of a rock. I mean, walk outside and find yourself a nice rock and say, hey, man, come on out. Hey, man, you want to drink water? Let me get you some water. Run out and get a rock. And say, man, hey, smite the rock and get water out of that thing. What was God doing? What was he showing them? He was showing them that he's going to watch over them. Is that right? He was showing them once again, not only did he show them every time they came, all the plagues going on in Egypt, not only did he show them that he would watch over them, but he brought them out, and now they're dying of thirst, and they're thinking they're going to die. And Moses goes up to a rock. Can you imagine? People looking, what's he doing? He's walking up to a rock. And what did he do? He just hit the rock, yeah? And maybe there's a little time frame that where the water didn't quite come out of the rock. Maybe he said, man, what's wrong with Moses? He's nuts. He's out there hitting rocks. And all of a sudden the water becomes to come out. And it begins to flow. And the people begin to look at that and they begin to drink that water. And everybody go, that was good water. You know how, you know when you're thirsty, doesn't water taste good? You know, oh, man. Oh, yeah, that's just what I needed. That's just what I needed. I'll put a scripture up. It's 1 Corinthians 10:14. This is what the Word of God says. I'm sorry, 10 verses 1 through 4, not 14. Sorry, fellas. They're going, oh, my God, it's the wrong scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 1 through 4. I'm going to put this up there. And it might be that I gave you the wrong scripture. Papa. Anybody want to bring you a glass of water? If anybody don't. Verse 1, it says, moreover, brethren, I would not have that you should be ignorant, how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. And were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And did eat all the same spiritual meat. And did drink the same spiritual drink. Paul the Apostle is telling us that what they drank was a spiritual drink. Is that right? And then he says, for they drank of that spiritual rock that flowed, that followed them. And that rock was who? Christ. The rock was Christ. The water flowed out of that rock was Christ. Is that okay? Is that what the Word of God is telling us? Yes, that water was Christ. Hallelujah. How many are thirsty? How many are thirsty? Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I get thirsty for the things of God. I get thirsty for God's Word. I get thirsty, Lord. Show me something, Lord. Give me. Let me see something I've never seen before because I am so thirsty. Hallelujah. How many have gone through a dry land? I mean, in your spiritual walk, you're in a dry land. It feels like God's not saying anything to you. It feels like when you pray that things aren't happening. It feels that way. And you're so thirsty. But when He begins to give you something and He begins to touch your heart, oh man, that water becomes so refreshing to you. So good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He really is good. He will refresh you by the waters. Hallelujah. God is desiring to give you water, but there's got to be a desire for it. The strength of that thirst should take you deeper into the Word of God. Is that okay? Can I say that to you right now? I'm going to say that there. The strength of your thirst should take you deeper. Is that okay? Because God does want to take you deeper. He doesn't want to show you things that you've never seen before. Hallelujah. He wants to show you things that the person next to you has never seen before. He wants to show you things that I've never seen before. That's just who God is. He's so personal to you. He wants to show you things that, man, when you go out, you go and you, Pastor John will begin to show me what God's been showing him. And I said, man, I had never seen it that way, but that's awesome. And so, are you thirsty for that? Or are you just living your life, just saying, man, whatever. Whatever comes to me, it's okay. No, man, God wants you thirsty. Thirsty for His Word. Thirsty for His words in your life. Praise God. And that spiritual drink is Christ. Amen. Praise God. John chapter 4, verses 5 through 14. Hallelujah. Then came Jesus into a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar. Sychar is a funny word. Not funny word, but the name Sychar means strong drink. It's a Hebrew word. Means strong drink. It actually means a strong alcoholic drink. Or a strong drink that will make you tipsy. Everybody here gotten tipsy on strong drink? Come on, man. Let's see all the drinkers in here, man. Come on, man. Come on, yeah. Yeah, you ever been tipsy on a strong drink? I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes the Word of God will get you a little tipsy. Is that right? It gets so powerful to you, man. And people say, well, I'm drunk in the Spirit. Yeah, that's cool, man, because the Word of God does that to you. You get so bubbly, maybe should be another word. You're so fired up about what you're seeing and what you're hearing. And, woo, come on, hallelujah. That's the word psychar. I'm going to get a little bit not alcoholic. But addicted to the water of life. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Then came he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Joseph's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour, and there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus said to her, give me a drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria to him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, this lady's got a nice attitude, doesn't she? How is it that you, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given you, what? Living water. Still a rock that flows. Is that right? Still a rock. And the woman said to him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Praise God. Where's that water come from? We're going to talk about that. Where does that water come from? Thou art greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well. Oh, I'm sorry. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinks of the water that I should give, praise God. But whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Whosoever. Can I tell you just how personal this scripture is to you? You, everybody say me. Me. That means this scripture is so personal to you that that water that he's trying to give you will become this well of water, a well of water, a well of water. How many of you like that idea? Folks, praise God, man. I'll tell you. That's what God's trying to do. He's trying to get you to understand that he's saying things to you. Hallelujah. And he wants this water to be within you. Jesus, just as he was wanting this woman to receive the water of life.
You have nothing to draw with, man. Where do you get this water from?
He says, the water that I'll give is a spring of water that springs up under everlasting life. Still the rock. Hallelujah. Still the rock that flowed. John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Can I tell you what that, it says Jesus was not yet glorified? You know what that was? Jesus was not yet smitten. Is that okay? Do you get that? Jesus had to be smitten. Ooh, come on. The rock that was smitten. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But where does the water come from? Ezekiel chapter 47. If you will go. This is the water. Ezekiel is being led around by an angel. An angel is showing him things and instructing him and talking to him. And wow, this is a lot easier to read. Sorry, guys. That one's right in front of a light, man. That light was driving me crazy. Afterward, he brought me again into the door of the house. And behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. And the forefront of the house stood toward the east. And the waters came down from under the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. He is describing what he's seeing at the temple. Then he brought me out of the way of the gate northward and led me about the way without the utter gate by the way that looks eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. Look at this. Take a look at this. And he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the ankles. I just want to say something to you. Let's just say that this measuring line that he measured wasn't just 1,000 cubits or 1,000 whatever. But let's just say that this could be, maybe it was a span of time. Is that okay? The span of time. And he said, and the waters in this span of time were to the ankles. Is that okay? And then he says, again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. And the waters were to the knees. Hallelujah. A span of time. Could it be a span of time that the waters are now beginning to get very powerful? Is that right? Can I tell you, in the world today, there are more people speaking the word of God than there ever has been. There are waters that, I mean, I believe it's a lot more than to the knees, because we're going to, he says, afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said to me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side, on the other. still describing this river, this water. And he said to me, these waters issue out toward the east country and go down into the desert. Hallelujah. You can relate with that. Amen. Come on. Come into the desert. And into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that lives, which moves, which whatsoever the river shall come, shall what? What does that word say? This shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come there. For they shall be healed, and everything shall live wherever that river comes. I'm going to just say, at the last thousand, he sees this river, this flowing river, and it's deep. He didn't even say maybe over the neck or whatever. He says, hey, river, waters to swim in. Hallelujah. Can I tell you that, man, when I was looking at this, I saw something that I hadn't seen before, but because I hadn't really looked at those thousands as a span of time. Could this thousand be the span of that last river of water to swim in? Could it be this time right now that the waters were issued out? Yeah. Woo, come on. I have to tell you, when I was praying for this building, God spoke to me. He says, there was nobody here but me. Come on. And these doors were boarded up. The door over here was boarded up. The windows were all boarded up, had big panels. And I'd been walking around praying, and there was an old feller that pulled in saying, hey, did they close? I said, yeah, it's been closed for a little while. He turned around, and I was standing right out by the driveway to come in. And I watched him drive away, and I turned towards the house, and I looked at it, and the Lord said, prophesy, Henry, to the house. Prophesy to the house. And I said, man, I don't know. And just as I opened my mouth, can I tell you this? Just like Jesus said, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. This water became, I said, man, open up, O ye gates. Open up, O ye everlasting doors. That's what I was speaking to this house, looking at the boards on the doors. Open up, O ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory will come in. Who is the King of Glory? Glory, righteous in battle, mighty is he. Hallelujah. Out of thee, O house of God, shall flow rivers of living water. Folks, that's the word. Rivers of living water. Out of thee, O house of God, shall flow the people of God, carrying the waters of life to all directions into the city. Come on. Ooh, hallelujah. I got so excited, I ran around. I must have gone around this building about 7 or 8 times. I don't know. I was trying to do 7, but I did a lot more that day. I was prophesying to every door. I was prophesying. Man, I said, man, Lord, you want me to prophesy? I'll prophesy. And, you know, I started by, I don't know what to say. What do I say? God, I don't know what to say. But I opened my mouth, and things just began to flow. It began to... The storage of life began to empty itself. Is that cool? It just began to come up and come out of me, man. So praise God and Lord. Hallelujah. God, you're going to do something here. Hallelujah. It has been a great walk up to this point right now. It really has. We've had some good, great times. Amen. Had some times at home, man. But had some really good times. But you know what? God takes us through that. Is that right? The Word of God says, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. But fear not, for I've overcome this world, is what he said. Is that right? And I believe, folks, I know that this house is here for a reason. It's to touch this city. That the river of life might flow out of this house, out into the city. That's the way it should be for every church. Is that right? Every house of God. Anybody that knows the Lord. Anybody that even thinks about God. I don't care who they are. Got to think that God wants the best for people. Amen. Is that right? Anybody has to think that. But there are not people that think that out there. They need to be shown. They need to be taught. They need that river to come to them. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to put you on the spot this morning. Guess what? You are the river that is to go out and flow in there. Is that cool? Oh, Pastor, don't tell me. I don't like telling people. I don't like talking to folks. I'm not like you. Just walk up to somebody and start talking to them. I'm not like you. Hey, man, you know, you be who you are, but be who you are in Christ, because God is, Jesus is the kind of person that will walk up to you and say, hey, how you doing, man? Can I help you? I'll put your grapefruits in your car for you. Is that cool? All right. I mean, just anything. Hallelujah. to show the glory of God in the earth. Is that right? Praise God. Ezekiel. Oh, it happens again. Go to Numbers chapter 20, verses 8 through 12. I know we got a baptism here coming up pretty soon, so hang with me just a little bit, okay? People are out. Moses is at, you know, moving around, moving the children of Israel around. And it happens again. Can you believe it? Can you believe that people, God will do something for them, and then they, and it's like time goes on, and then, they, you know, it's almost like they forgot it happened. Is that right? Well, here it is. It happens again. Take the rod. God is telling Moses, take the rod. Gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak to the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water. And thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So shall thou give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord, as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said to them, "Hear now, you rebels." You rebels. Can I tell you that Moses was probably a little put out with the folks? Is that right? Here you are asking water again. Come on, man. Why are you asking me? Why don't we just pray and see what God will do? No, you got to come to me, and you got to make me look like the bad guy, because if things aren't happening and you're mad at me. So you know what? So he says, "You get over here, you bunch of rebels." I love it, man. And he goes, and he commanded, and he says, "Hear now, you rebels, must we fetch water out of this rock?" I think Moses is being a little dramatic, don't you think? I do. And Moses lifted up his hand with his rod, and he smote the rock. How many times?
Twice.
And the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. What's about to happen right now is something that really, really troubled me. Because I know that Moses was just, I think it was just in one of those times when he made a decision and he did something wrong. He hit that rock twice. And how many of you know that Jesus was not killed twice? That rock represented Christ. That rock represented what God was doing. And Moses got himself into deep trouble with God because he hit the rock twice when God had told him what? Speak to the rock. Just speak to the rock. Just speak to it, and it will bring forth water. Because the rock was already smote the first time. Is that right? Everything with God is, God is showing symbolic of who his son is. And Moses hit the rock twice. And this is, you know what? The rock still brought forth water, didn't it? Things are cool. It's okay. No. But listen to what God tells Moses. He says this, "And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, because you believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them." Isn't that sad? I said, "But God, it was just in one of those moments. It was just one of those things." God's not mean. But when God speaks to you, do what he tells you. Can I say that to you? Do what he says to you. Don't do any more. Don't do any less. Just do what he tells you to do. But he will tell you to do something. And when he does, just obey it. As fast as you can, as quick as you can, say, "I'm going to obey this and I'm going to go with it." Hallelujah. Kept Moses and Aaron out of the promised land, that one act, that one thing, because he said, "You did not," what's that word? "Believe me." He didn't believe me. 1 Corinthians 6:19, we'll put that up. What? "Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God? And you are not your own." I want you to look at that. God is saying, hey, do you think you cannot speak to people? Do you think that you don't have what it takes to lead somebody to the Lord? Do you think that you don't have somebody, or you don't have what it takes to lay your hands on somebody and see them healed? Or speak to somebody that has died and see him raised up? Do you think you don't have that? That scripture right there is telling you something different. What? Do you not know that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost, which you have received from him, and he dwells in you? Hallelujah. That's why he says, speak. That's why he tells you to. That's why he would say, Henry, prophesy to the building. That's why when I opened my mouth, things would come out. Hallelujah. Because you believe him. Do you believe him today? Do you believe that what God has given you, the waters of life that are in you already? Folks, I'm going to tell you, there's so much water in you right now that given a good chance out there in the world with folks, with somebody, that water will come springing out of you. Do you know that? And sometimes we just want to hold back. We'll let brother so-and-so do that, or we'll let Pastor Henry do that, or we'll let somebody else do that. But you know what? God is saying, I'm calling on you. I'm calling on you. To pour rivers of water upon on people. Do you know the Bible says in the last days, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Folks, he's using us to do that. It's our mouths pouring out the waters of life to those that are around us. Isn't that cool? That's cool, man. I'll tell you what, it will change the world. It really will. We can't be silent anymore. We just can't. It's something that we have to make up our minds and say, you know what? I'll speak it. I'll talk to him. Hallelujah. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. What more do you need? What are you waiting for? Come on, man. What are you waiting? What is it that you're waiting on? Do you know that the Dead Sea water, fresh water flows into it daily? But it has nowhere to go in that sea. It doesn't come out on the other end. So they call it the Dead Sea. You know why? The water becomes real salty and it's not good for anything. Is that right? They call it the Dead Sea. Could we be Dead Seas? Plenty of water coming in. We're hearing water all the time. We're hearing the Word of God coming to us all the time. Could it be that we're just holding back? Can I tell you, it's not good. Do you know that once, oh, Proverbs chapter 11, 25. Look at this scripture. It says, the liberal soul shall be made fat. How many of you guys want to get fat? Man, that doesn't sound good. That doesn't sound good, huh, man? Lord, does anybody pray, Lord, make me fat? No. Man, you want to get fat. I'm going to tell you something. That's a different kind of fat. That is a blessed fat. That is plenty, a lot of plenty. He says this. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that waters shall be what? Watered himself. You see, maybe you're not getting more from God because what he's given you already, you just haven't decided to use. You're holding it back for that special day when that special person comes, and I'll talk to them about it then. No, man, just whatever he gives you today, pour it out on somebody. Is that okay? Can you do that? Oh, yes, you can. Oh, you watch how you can. Some of you guys are going to go crazy with this. Man, it's going to happen. You say, man, I talked to them. And I laid hands on them. They got healed, man. And so I went to this other guy over here, man. I prayed for them. And man, amen, where do you go to church? It don't matter. Just know Jesus. Amen. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Whew, God wants to do a work. Hallelujah. Last scripture. Revelation 22, verse 1. Like that. The Word of God says, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Do you see where the water comes from? That water comes from the throne of God and from the Lamb. Not coming from you. As nice as you are, as good looking as you are, as strong as you are, as how powerful you are, it's not coming from you. It's coming from the throne of God and from the Lamb. That's where the flow comes from. Comes into your heart, and please don't let it stop there. Let it continue to flow out. He that waters shall be watered again and again and again and again. How thirsty are you? How thirsty are you? Are you thirsty enough for God's water that you go ahead and pour it out on somebody else and allow that new water to fill you, refill you? Can I tell you, it's nice. It's nice to be refilled. Amen? Hallelujah. It's a good thing. God will do great things with his people if you just yield to what he's trying to do. You're going to find it's the greatest thing you've stepped into because it's God's work for your life, and it's cool. Praise God. Let's stand. No. Yeah, let's stand just for a minute. I'm going to pray for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word. Father, I thank you for the waters of life that flow from your throne, God. Father, I'm asking you, Father God, that you would just each and every vessel here, because these are temples of the Holy Ghost. Father, every person that's here, Father God, you would fill them to overflowing, Father. Overflowing, Father God. Pour upon them so that they might pour upon dry ground in our city, in their families, in their children, to their employers. Lord, fill them with the water of life. I thank you for it. We're thirsty for it, Lord. We give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. If you agree, say amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.